This is Mark Strassman, reporter with Utopia Media's California Politics Today. We're about to speak to Judy Chu, who's an assembly member in the California Assembly from the 49th District and chair of the Appropriations Committee in the Assembly. Welcome to California Politics Today.
Hello, yes.
Tell us where your 49th District is that you represent.
The 49th Assembly District is the San Gabriel Valley, which is east of Los Angeles.
Okay. And the Clean Money Bill, AB 583, passed the Elections Committee 2 days ago and has gone on to the Appropriations Committee in its next stop. What's going to happen to it there?
We are going to do an assessment of the cost, and there may be some amendments coming forth, too. I believe that the author is proposing amendments to put it on the ballot.
Right. The measure needs to go to the voters as a referendum. Is that
exactly
part of it? The vote in the Elections Committee was 4-3, so it barely passed. Mm-hmm. Do you have any idea about what the breakdown is among members of the Appropriations Committee? How many members are there, and does it need a majority vote or a two-thirds vote? And what do you see as the alignment of forces right now within the Appropriations Committee on this bill, including your own position on it?
We have 13 members of the Appropriations Committee, and 8 are Democrats and 5 are Republicans. So Democrats have a comfortable majority in the Appropriations Committee.
Has this been a partisan issue? Has it only been supported by Democrats and opposed by Republicans? Or Tom Umberg, who is the chair of the Elections Committee, voted against it, actually.
For the most part, it has been partisan, except for cases like that where a Democrat has voted against it.
He voted no.
Okay.
Do you have any views on the substance of this measure right now that you could share with us, and whether you think public financing in general is a good idea, and whether this implementation of it is a sound way to do that?
I think the time has arrived to do something about clean money in campaigns, and I am very much welcoming this effort to put the agenda forward.
Okay. Do you see any correlation between the ability of this bill to go forward and the scandals now raging in Washington about lobbying, campaign finance, and related issues?
I think people are more disgusted than ever. I think that Abramoff and Cunningham have turned people off to politics. I also think that the November 8th election did a lot of the damage to people's views about politics as well. And the governor's fundraising soured people to this idea. So I think that the public is ripe for this particular idea.
Okay. Now, do you think that the amounts of money currently called for in AB 583 will be sufficient to allow a non-wealthy, PAC-backed candidates to run viable campaigns for election to the Assembly and the Senate and statewide offices?
Well, I did see that the threshold amounts are $100,000 for Assembly primaries and $200,000 for Senate primaries. That's lower than what I've seen in practice.
Right.
In California.
In practice, how do those tend to go? What did your last re-election campaign cost you?
The primary cost $400,000,
right,
which is the expenditure limit.
Okay, so if a candidate, say someone was going to run against you and they got $100,000, do you think you would be running under those rules, which would give you the $100,000 from the state, but prohibit you from, I guess, collecting the other $300,000 and using that? What would your position be as a candidate in all this?
I would love to be able to be a clean money candidate. It would be so great to be able to just concentrate on reaching out to voters. On the other hand, I would have to see if the other people running are also clean money candidates.
Are there provisions in the bill, as you understand it, that would allow for clean money candidates to be given additional funds to deal with non-participating candidates who are going to spend a lot more money?
Yes, if a clean money candidate is facing a privately funded candidate who outspends them on public funding, or if the clean money candidate is faced by an independent expenditure from some opposing entity, then they can get a dollar-for-dollar matching fund.
Is one of the issues in terms of deciding what for assembly members to support this or not is not knowing how much it's going to cost overall, which of course is a function of how many candidates availed themselves of the opportunity. And if you do you have some way to deal with that in the discussions that are going to come up?
Well, I know that my responsibility as an appropriations chair is to figure out how much this will cost.
Right.
And I do think, though, that there are good estimates based on the average number of candidates that would partake of this.
Right.
Of course, there is the history in Arizona and Maine to
right.
draw from.
Okay. So do you see that a candidate who was funded this way running against an incumbent would plausibly be able to overcome the advantages of name recognition and other factors that generally favor incumbents?
Well, incumbency is fairly powerful, I do have to say.
Right.
92%
of Congress people, for example, tend to be reelected.
Right, right.
And I think it's probably just as high in the Assembly and Senate.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess what I'm asking whether this would actually, in your opinion, lead to faster turnover than there now is. It seems to me that it's only term limits that get assembly members and senators out of their jobs, and I'm wondering that even with this financing, whether they'd still have such an advantage in name recognition and other incumbency advantages as to make it look more Democratic with a small D, but still, any time an incumbent wanted to be reelected, he or she would.
Well,
you think that's an issue in this?
It's an issue, but I don't think it's a strong enough issue to say that this clean money idea should be put aside. I think that the clean money campaign would do such great good for seats that are open.
Right.
And it would stop this horrendous situation that we have now where people are escalating in terms of their fundraising.
Okay. One more or less last question here. Most money these days is either in campaigns is spent on mailers or on television ads. I'm wondering whether you feel that the legislature might also address the issue of access to media in some way that would allow the $100,000 that candidates would have as clean money candidates to go further. There's a program called Video Voter that's run by the Center for Governmental Studies on a nonpartisan basis so that candidates can use the internet and cable outlets to get their message across. I'm wondering whether you think there might be some way within the law and the constraints of a capitalist economic system that would allow a greater access at lower cost for the candidates in elections that would allow them to get more of their message across more of the time to more of the electorate.
I think this would be an important component of a clean money campaign, and I think we really need to look at that. And there has to be ways to get lower cost mass media out there.
Okay. What's the timetable for the consideration of the bill within your committee and after the committee? What kind of deadlines does it have to meet?
We consider the bill next week.
Okay.
And we'll
Are they going to be public hearings?
Yes.
When and where are they going to be?
It'll be Wednesday and Thursday up in the state capitol.
Okay. Will those be webcasts so that people all over the state and world can watch them?
I believe so.
Okay. And when will the committee vote on the measure?
It'll be either Wednesday or Thursday.
Okay, and then are you more or less thinking that it's going to pass the Appropriations Committee?
I have not yet seen the analysis, and we haven't yet had a discussion on it, so I have to get a better feel for the whole thing.
Okay, assuming it does, where does it go next?
After Appropriations, it would then go to the floor of the Assembly.
Okay, and does it have a time, a deadline that it has to be out of the Assembly by in order to remain alive as a bill?
Yes, it would be around the end of January.
Okay. All right. I want to thank you. Any last things you want to say about the importance and significance of this bill within the context of current and future political campaigns in California?
I think this is a great step forward, and that we need to have good people with new ideas that can be accountable to the voters and not just to campaign contributors.
Okay, good. I want to thank you very much for talking to us today on California Politics Today. Judy Chu, Chair of the Appropriations Committee in the California Assembly.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.